This is Barry Mack from Irish Australian Radio. Here is a story called Stranger Than Fiction. All his life, John Hatherley had lived in a world of tangibles, of things that could be valued, bought and sold. To him there was no mysteries in life which couldn't be explained or rationalized. That was until the summer of 1965, when John Hatherley became reluctantly involved in what would become known as the mystery of the Georgian snuffboxes. Over 20 years, he had been one of London's most respected silver dealers, and his shop near Bond Street in London's West End specialised in pieces of the Georgian period. But it was not until May 1965, while in East Anglia to attend a sale of silver, that John Hatherley found that something was happening to his neat and ordered world. He became convinced that someone was following him. "I don't know who it is," he told a friend. "I've never seen him properly, but I feel he's out to do me some sort of harm." He later explained that he had bought two Georgian snuffboxes at an auction in Norwich, claimed the articles, and made his way back to his car parked in a nearby side street. It was then that he felt aware of being followed. John Hatherley's first thought was it was a potential thief who'd earmarked him at the auction as a possible victim. He hurried to his car, locked his purchases in the boot, and turned to face a possible attacker. But there was nobody there. Even so, he was certain of the presence of something, which he would claim was confirmed when he was driving away. He saw in the mirror a tall, stooping man with a bald head. John Hatherley would later say that when he returned to London, he saw the man again. He was peeping through the window of his shop at objects on display, including silver snuff boxes. This was only one of the several alleged appearances the bald-headed man made in the following weeks. In all of them, he was a shadowing, indistinctive figure, but John Hatherley came to recognize him, and his disquiet grew into the stirring of fear. Friends to whom he told the story thought he was making a fuss about very little. One pointed out that London was divided into numerous little villages, each one with a set of inhabitants who continually overlapped. The bald-headed man could easily be someone John had seen 1,000 times around Bond Street, but had not consciously noticed. As a friend said, "I can't see what you can do. You can hardly accuse him of harassing you. He hasn't even spoken." "But he always seems to be around," John replied, "and he's getting on my nerves." After several weeks of claiming that he'd been dogged by the mystery man, John Hatherley was forced to decisive action. He employed an inquiry agent to find out what he could about the previous owner of the snuffboxes and if there was any connection between them and the bald-headed man. Travelling to the East Coast, the agent visited a local newspaper, a solicitor, and finally the house from where the snuffboxes had been sold. And when he returned to London, it was with a great deal more than John Hatherley had bargained for. At a meeting with the antique dealer, the inquiry agent handed over a copy of the newspaper photograph and asked John if he recognised it. "This is the man I have been seeing," he replied. "There's absolutely no doubt. What's his game? What is he up to?" He was told that the picture was of Sir George Hunter, head of a shipping company and from a well-known racehorse owning company. "Then perhaps you would approach him on my behalf," John Hatherley said. "If it's the snuffboxes he wants, perhaps he can make me an offer." "He's hardly likely to do that," the agent replies. "He died a year ago last May." Clearly shaken by the situation he'd never previously thought possible, John Hatherley consulted a number of experts seeking a rational explanation, but didn't find one. Instead, he was told about a theory known as psychic relativity. This claim that a spirit can become so attached to a temporal object that it refuses to relinquish all claims to it. This, said the experts, could be a possible explanation to the present situation, particularly as Sir John had previously owned the Georgian snuffboxes. After that, John Hatherley never mentioned the case of the Georgian snuffboxes or the bald-headed man. But friends later reported that an East Anglian family were surprised and delighted to get their heirlooms back for nothing. To John Hatherley, this was apparently a small price to pay to be allowed to return to the logical, straightforward world in which he felt so much at home in.